Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors KO routes 11 and 15 and Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, and go to purdyinsurance.com. I don't care whether it's personal, professional, business, commercial, whatever insurance you're looking for, they'll find it for you and at the best price. And if there's a claim, customer comes first, they'll be right there to help you every step of the way. It's Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Time now for our play-by-play calls of the day, a weekend filled with drama at the end.
Canyon Barry, the trigger man. Wisconsin sets up his defense. Gators down by two. Get it in for Chioza. 2 seconds. 1 second. Chioza tosses it up. Oh! Oh! A miracle! Chioza! It goes for the win! Chris Chioza drains it at the horn. A straightaway three. The Florida Gators are going to the Elite Eight. Incredible! Stories only produced in March. Chris Chioza. Count it. Florida wins.
Well, that's one. Best is yet to come.
Here comes Briscoe. Briscoe veering right. Hands off to Monk. Turns. Fires the three. Good! The game is tied. 7 seconds to go. Here comes Pinson down the center of the floor. Pinson penetrates. Hands to May. 18-footer. Good! With 3:10 for the second to go. North Carolina leads. Luke May from just inside the left arc. After Monk at the three to tie the game, Pinson penetrated, got it out to May. May hit it from just inside the left arc. 75-73 North Carolina with 3:10 of a second to go.
Iron Eagle with call number one from the Garden and call number two yesterday in Memphis by Gary Cohen, also known as the voice of the Mets. And Seton Hall, by the way. So there you go. Two great calls. That's one thing in this tournament. Now we end up with two ones, a seven, and a three in the final four. That's what my brother had, right? I'm trying to think.
I don't know if he had South Carolina going in or not. Not sure.
No.
I think he filled out more than one bracket. I was having a tough time keeping track. I thought he filled three different brackets out or something.
That's what somebody says to me. How can all these... There's 637 people on the ESPN thing that have the Final Four. And somebody said, how's that possible? I said, do you know how many brackets those people fill out? Look, I mean, if it's your entertainment, it's your entertainment. I don't care. I fill out one, live with it, and move on.
Yeah, I don't know if he had South Carolina in a bracket, but he did. He did predict when we did our picks on Friday afternoon. He did pick South Carolina to win their Sweet 16 game. Actually, grand total, you, Kevin, and I, the three of us went 2-4 for our
great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for our Friday night games, and then half the Elite Eight on Saturday. So you got North Carolina and Gonzaga correct. I did the same, and Kevin chose South Carolina, Florida. He got those correct on Friday night. Then the rest went over.
There you go.
Yipper.
That's fine.
We'll attack the Final Four on Friday.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be great.
Let's see what we can do.
It'll be great.
Worst comes worst for me. You could lead by 5 games.
Exactly
when
right.
It's all said and done next Monday night. That's the goal.
Absolutely. You know what's interesting, though? There are several things that these teams have in common. Let's start with this. Just in terms of the games themselves coming up this weekend, not one of them has ever played in this building. Never. Not one of them knows the building. Not one of them knows the depth perception. Nothing. There's never been a college basketball game played in this building.
Yeah, that was a topic that we discussed quite a bit about last year going into the Final Four national championship game, about depth perception being such a huge factor, right, as a big tangible.
Yeah, and the reason we talked about it last year is because they have played tournament games in that building before, and the depth perception was terrible, so we already knew it going in. This one, we don't know. They could go in there, and it could be perfectly fine, or nobody knows. Nobody, until they go in for the open practice on Friday, a basketball will never have been shot in the in the building until Friday at shoot-around, the one-hour open practices. So,
yeah, an indoor football stadium where they can literally slide the field out of the stadium and bring it back in.
Yeah, they can do that. They hit a button, and the field is grown outside. It's watered. Gets plenty of sun. A lot of water. And that's what, they hit a button, and the field rolls in. So there you go. But they've never put a basketball court in there, and they've never played a game in there.
So, yeah, that's an interesting logistic. You keep the field outside, and how they fill the rest of that lower bowl up as to how close the seats are going to be.
No, I don't know. I'm kind of closing my eyes
to thinking about an Arizona Cardinals game, but, and thinking, okay, where would they put the court?
Well, it's right in the center. The court is going in the center.
So like 50-yard line where the logo would be. That would be where mid-center court would be.
Right, exactly. So this started in 2009 at Ford Field in Detroit, where they put it in the center and they built seats around it. The court is elevated. The players on the bench are actually at eye level of the court. Coach sits up above them on a stool. They have to have a holding area in these places because the locker room is so far away from the court, because you're walking from the locker room in the bowels of the stadium. You've got to walk all the way to the center of the football field. So they have a little holding area to make it a little bit shorter after they're done with their warm-up. It's just so many logistics that you're just not used to. And what the coaches will do on Friday will be this. Either before they go to the open practice, based on what their time is, or if their time is earlier, they'll go after practice. They'll go to either a small college or a high school gym, and they'll do the legitimate practice. Now, all of them are working. I'm sure they all have today off. But tomorrow, everybody's going to be on their own practice court tomorrow, and it's all business as to what they're doing. And then on Wednesday, same thing, their own practice court, all business, trying to get done without distraction with what's going on. And my guess is they'll fly in Thursday afternoon. And then they'll have the open practice. And my recommendation would be, in that open practice, whatever you need to do to get shots in for 1 hour, you get shots in for 1 hour. There's no need to put on any kind of show for anybody. Oh, you want to dunk, you want to have fun. I want the kids to have fun. Now, part of that time is taken up by the network broadcasters because they'll call the coach over during the open practice and, you know, hey, you know, let's see, give me some notes. Tell me a little bit about your kids. Tell me a little bit about your program. What are you doing? Radio guys do the same. They'll get into this with Kevin Kugler tomorrow about not just going to the press conference, but like your chance to actually talk with them at the open practice. Because there is no coaching that goes on at the open practice. None. You want to get shots in. The coaching has already been done on your campus to get ready. The additional coaching has been done to when you leave the building, either before you have to get there based on your shoot time or after you're done with your shoot time, where you'll take 90 minutes at a high school gym or a small college gym and go in there with your players, just go through what your normal routine is. And because the games are, I'm trying to think, I think right now, isn't Arizona on Pacific time right now? I think. Because they don't change. Maybe they're on Mountain time right now. Because we all moved, what, an hour ahead, right?
Spring forward. I always thought Arizona was Pacific Coast time.
No, they're not. They don't change. I'm trying to think. They might be on Pacific time now because of the change, because they don't change their clocks. Yeah, I remember. It was, 15 months ago? I was just in Nevada. Okay? Nevada's on Pacific time. And remember, I was telling the story. I mean, you weren't. I don't think you were doing the show then. You weren't. But Dick, Jeff Tarman, and I went to the Hoover Dam. And when you get to the Hoover Dam, right in the middle is the Nevada-Arizona border. And there's a clock for Nevada on one to the left when you look at it, Lake Mead, and there's a clock to the right that's Arizona. Well, Nevada's on Pacific time. So their clock would say 2 o'clock, and then you go to the right, and it's Mountain time for Arizona at 3 o'clock. Aha. Uh-huh. But whatever it is. Again, because they don't change. Indiana didn't used to change. Now Indiana changes. I was correct. They are a Mountain time. So 2 hours behind us. Okay? Yeah, they're on Mountain time right now. So that means the games out there start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Actually, they're on Mountain Standard Time. See, they don't change. All right, okay. They are 3 hours behind. See, they don't go to Mountain Daylight Time. They stay on Mountain Standard Time. That's the deal. All right. There you go. So they're on Mountain Standard Time, which means right now it's the same time there as it is in Los Angeles. And then when they flip back, then they're 2 hours back of us. So that means the games out there start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, local time. So they will take them. There's going to be a temptation by a coach to have a shoot-around in the morning. I would think that temptation being a 3 o'clock game gets wiped out. In other words, once you're done with your practice on Friday, that's it. Go play. They'll do a walk-through at the hotel in the ballroom. That's what they'll do. This is where the managers do the great job of taping down the ballroom where it looks like a basketball court. You just run, you know, you're basically just, you know, walking through their inbounds plays and things like that. Watch a little tape. There you go. Ah, Jordan Spieth just played Augusta National with Tom Brady. Ah, Tom Brady. Tough life.
Bob Kraft was quoted at the owners' meeting today that Tom wants to play another 6 or 7 years. For what it's worth.
I don't think Giselle Bundchen's on the same page with her husband on this one. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us. We've had several requests for the suit to be on the show today. And I kept telling the suit in each request he made no. All right. Oh, stop laughing.
The last full week of the month, I thought he'd be locked in mode to, end the first quarter on a high note. You'd think, right?
Oh, is he close to us now? Anything we can do to help?
That's right. We're here. We're not hard to find.
We're here for you, pal.
Mm-hmm. Go get them.
Yeah, you want to drop our names? Hey, really, knock yourself out. Go get them. So the Raiders are going to go to Las Vegas. That is now official.
Is there a chance they could maybe wait till 2019 to go to Vegas? Just depending on how fast the new stadium gets built.
No, because their options to stay in Oakland, which is the team's option, not the city's, is only for 17 and 18. So they really don't have much leeway here. If they will play in Las Vegas one way or the other in 2019, because again, the options they negotiated with the city of Oakland, which I want to say they negotiated it a year and a half ago, were all the team's options. So it's the team, based on the agreement they have with the city, they're the ones that say if they're leaving or not. Say that safe by some miracle, which this will never happen. I mean, this won't happen. Because it just takes a while to build. But say by some construction miracle, in a year and a half it's done and they can play in the 2018 season. They can tell Oakland that we're not showing up this year and then go right to Vegas. I mean, everything in the agreement is slanted toward the Raiders. Everything. So, say, for example, there is a construction delay. After 18, the Raiders are out of options in Oakland. So, if they had to play in Las Vegas in 19 and the stadium was not finished, they would then have the option of probably playing at Sam Boyd Stadium where UNLV plays. So, they will build this. It's going to be... Now, is this a retractable roof stadium? I mean, it's one thing about Las Vegas in September. Man, it's awfully hot. It's really hot. Colin Kaepernick wants $9 to $10 million a year and wants to start. Okay, based on the body of work I've watched, are we overselling it?
I needed a good laugh today. That's good.
What, 9 to 10 million?
Yeah.
I mean, I could care less if he stands, kneels, he's on his head. I could care less. Just on pure performance. His performance tells you that no. Okay.
But I played in a Super Bowl. But I played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I haven't really seen... The Dolphins voted no on the Raiders, by the way. I don't really know. They're going to get $750 million in public money to build the stadium. Now, the most money ever for public financing before that actually had been Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. the Las Vegas Raiders. Actually seems to kind of fit, don't you think? Wow. Yeah. They have a brand new palace. It's going to be interesting to see how it works out there. Sunbury Motors Lincoln continues to satisfy the most discerning buyer by making American luxury affordable. If you are looking for a midsize SUV, the Lincoln MKX has to be on your list. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has a brand new 2016 Black Velvet MKX all-wheel drive with navigation and panoramic vista roof with an MSRP of $48,640 for only $43,352. That's $5,288 in savings. You can choose from 12 MKXs in stock now. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has 5 2017 Lincoln Continentals in stock, ready for the test drive of your life. The 2017 Continental won the coveted 2017 AutoGuide.com Reader's Choice Luxury Car of the Year Award. Sunbury Motors has a 2017 Continental with an MSRP of $48,315, discounted to $46,315. Now is the time to see why more people are realizing they can move up to a brand new Lincoln from Sunbury Motors Lincoln in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855. Check us out online at purdyinsurance.com or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, KO Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy's have served this area for decades because they find the right insurance, and there's so many insurance platforms that they cover. They find the right insurance for the best price, and they always make sure that you're covered. Having a great relationship with your insurance agent is critical. The people at Purdy are the best in the business. All right. The Raiders' new stadium is going to be 65,000 seats. It's going to be about a billion. It does have a roof to it. It doesn't say whether it's retractable or not. There's nothing like seeing the MGM and pictures of Donnie and Marie as you look out. but it's going to be 65,000 seats. It's going to be... when you pull out, if you've ever been to Las Vegas, when you pull out of McCarran Airport and you make that left, there's that vacant lot next to the MGM. That's where they're going to build it. Okay? And, you know, the backside of it's Tropicana Avenue. So I think those who've been to Las Vegas know what I'm talking about. They have bought 42 acres of land around there, and that's the idea of what they want to do with it. So, Las Vegas Sands has been critical of any authority deal to redevelop the former Riviera site as part of a $2.3 billion convention center district improvement program, which would also seek public financing. Instead, they're going to put a stadium in. It'll work for them. Now, as for attendance, that's going to be interesting. You are not talking about an area where there are relatively few things to do. And as I said earlier, on earlier shows, not specifically today, but earlier shows, that the Vegas Golden Knights I thought were going to be an interesting deal in professional sports there. Reason being, when do the majority of people work in Las Vegas work? They work at night. Now, during the weekends, on Sunday afternoons, no. But at night, yeah. So, let's see. I've seen a couple different versions of the stadium. One is a retractable roof. The other one has just the roof. So, very nice. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be worth every bit of a billion. And if it's not going well and you want to just go home, the airport's right next to it. So you can catch a quick flight, get the heck out of there. All right. Let's see. Who do we have for candidates here for the sports bozo of the day? Let's see. Who would make a good candidate here? Bam, 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 bam. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Found one. Seattle Seahawks backup quarterback Trevon Boykin arrested early Monday morning in Dallas on misdemeanor charges of marijuana possession and public intoxication after a car in which he was a passenger struck pedestrians and then a nightclub, injuring 8 people and sending 7 to the hospital. According to police, 2:10 in the morning, Shabrika Bailey, 25, backed up at a high rate of speed, striking pedestrians on a sidewalk and then a wall of sidebar in Dallas. The impact of the car with the building caused bottles of alcohol and an ice cooler to fall inside sidebar, hitting and injuring the bartender. None of the injuries were considered life-threatening, according to police. Bailey was charged with 2 counts of intoxication, assault with a vehicle, serious bodily injury, a felony 3 charge. Boykin was held on $500 bond at the Dallas County Jail. He's currently on probation because of that other incident in 2015 when he was at TCU. He was suspended for the Alamo Bowl after an incident at a bar. He already pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest in June, paid a $1,500 fine, $237 in court costs, and was placed on 1-year probation. He was also ordered to take alcohol awareness and anger management courses and serve 80 hours of community service. He was an undrafted free agent signed by the Seattle Seahawks. But it sounds like he was not behind the wheel. So, of the vehicle. So, there's our leader in the clubhouse. The Raiders are going to Las Vegas. That is going to be very interesting to see how well it's attended there. It's also going to be very interesting to see how professional players with lots of disposable income spend their time there. I mean, it brings with it, again, all sorts of interesting possibilities. And the NFL might have to change the rule of officials visiting Las Vegas during the season. Under the current league policy, every NFL game official is banned from visiting Las Vegas during the NFL preseason, regular season, and postseason. Once the season is over, the officials are allowed to visit Vegas, but they have to notify the league office before they make the visit. Well, can't have that rule anymore. You'll have to amend it and say if you are working a game there at the Raiders Stadium, you're allowed to be there the rest of the time. No. So they may have to change that. South Carolina's spring game is coming up on Saturday. The school was going to play it at 2 o'clock. They are now going to play it at noon. And the reason is very simple. Frank Martin's Gamecocks, led by Sindarius Thornwell, are playing at 6. So they want you to be able to do both. Did they ever tell you that story about Penn State basketball, Wyoming? Did they ever tell you that story?
I have not heard that story.
Okay. Penn State goes out to the Cowboy Shootout, 1988-89 season. In fact, Penn State ended up winning 20 games eventually and ended up getting to the NIT second round. They beat Murray State, lost to Villanova down at the Ski Lodge. Okay. So Penn State goes out there and they play Southern Illinois. And a kid that plays for Indiana now, his father was on Southern Illinois. This is how deep into my career I am. I'm now broadcasting games of kids of players that I broadcast 30 years ago. Okay. Well, his name is Freddie McSwain. So Penn State's out there, 1-point lead, 7 seconds to go. Christian Appleman gets fouled. Appleman walks down to the end of the court and does exactly what he's supposed to. He knocks down 2 free throws. So 7 seconds left, Penn State's up 3. Southern Illinois gets the ball, fires it in, get it to midcourt, call a timeout with 4 seconds to go. They run a play to Freddie McSwain. McSwain gets in trouble, goes to his right, and about 35 feet out straight on, banks in a 3-pointer, and the game goes overtime where Penn State loses. Now, it was the nightcap. In fact, I think I finished up the broadcast at approximately 2 o'clock and 2:15 in the morning Eastern time I finished up. They're on Mountain Time. First game was Wyoming and Gonzaga. And Wyoming won. So, the next day, the first game of the doubleheader is going to be Penn State and Gonzaga. Except they get a note right before Penn State played Southern Illinois after the Wyoming game that instead of playing at night, they want to play in the afternoon. Why? Same situation except flipped. Wyoming was playing in the Holiday Bowl against Oklahoma State. So Penn State, after finishing up at midnight Mountain Time, had to come back at 1 in the afternoon Mountain Time. So 1 or noon? Maybe it was noon. Because they wanted to get the Wyoming game over with, so the Wyoming fans could watch the Holiday Bowl game between Wyoming and Oklahoma State. So Penn State only had 13 hours from the end of one game ending at midnight. Now, it was 1 o'clock. I know that now. It was 1 o'clock. With the idea that you could then have the Wyoming-Southern Illinois game at 3, be done at 5, and out there in Wyoming, the game would have been at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. So that's why they did it. They moved it up. So instead of being at 7 o'clock at night, they're going to play at 1 in the afternoon. Well, everybody at Penn State was just ticked off. I mean, like, really ticked off. Like, because the notice was late, you know, no prep, nothing.
Okay.
So the Wyoming people, at this time I was the third announcer on the Penn State network. So the Wyoming people said, hey, you know, you're one of the Penn State football announcers. I said, yeah, but I said I'm the third guy. I'm like, no, it's fine, fine, it's great to have you here. He says, well, we'd love to have you on in halftime to break down the Wyoming-Oklahoma State game. I said, okay. So I hung around the arena. They play the first half. And they bring me out at halftime. And I'm talking about, you know, what a really good team Wyoming has. I'm just answering their questions. They finally said, what is your prediction? And I said, well, I said, how honest do you want me to be? They said, oh, really honest. I said, okay. I said, Barry Sanders will rush for 300 yards, five touchdowns, and Oklahoma State's going to win big. And, of course, that's not the answer they wanted to hear. But, I said all these nice things about Wyoming football and so forth, but, like, it doesn't take a genius to look out and say, look, this is a mismatch. They said, well, thanks for nothing. I said, well, you asked. I said, how honest do you want me to be? I said, I could have sugarcoated it. Do you want to know how it turned out, Sean?
Thinking Barry probably, what, ran for two bills, five scores?
312.
Three bills.
I said 300 yards and five touchdowns. I literally said that. I said, he'll run for 300 yards and five touchdowns. He ran for 312 and five touchdowns. All right. Guy I was working with at the time, Mike Morse, okay, is watching the game, and he is laughing his backside off. He says, he's got to do it. He's got to get to 300. All the players are like, he's got to get to 300. Because they all knew what I said because, you know, Mike was sitting there when I said it. I finally got one right, and they won't let me back in the state. All right. That's not true. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Like watching the game the other night. Wow, it's really neat. Magic Johnson's here. Like, why do you think Magic Johnson's there? He's looking at Monk. He's looking at Fox. He's looking at Ball. He's looking at TJ Leaf. Hey, he didn't just go out and say, you know what? I used to play in the Final Four. I think I'll watch a college basketball game. Where do you want to go? Let's go to Memphis.
The first thing I thought of was, oh, geez, it's the anniversary of his game with Larry in the final again. So.
No. I'm watching. I'm like, great. But my first thought was, oh, great. Magic's out of here scouting. He's got a draft coming up. And they go on and on about 79, the last college game he lost. I'm like going, will you just explain to everybody why he's sitting there? He's not there recreationally. Nope, that never happened. It's like, come on. Oh, well. So off to Phoenix, Glendale, where they've hosted Fiesta Bowls, National Championship football games, NFC Championship games, Super Bowls. And now, as the only dome in the West, they get a Final Four. Now, next year, San Antonio gets it. And the year after that, Minneapolis gets it. And I have no idea what that place is. So much. I mean, obviously, I've seen the stadium. I mean, I just saw the stadium 6 weeks ago. There's so much glass in that place. If they start at 6:09, 5:09 Central Time, is there going to be sunlight coming through the glass that then becomes a problem on the court? I don't know. I've only been by it a few times. I've never been in it. But just a thought. Just a thought. These dome stadiums are interesting. You play college basketball all season long and the entire tournament in one form. You know, that 15,000 to 22,000 seat arena. And now you have to go play in this, where nobody has experience. Yeah, last year, was it in Houston last year? Yeah, North Carolina last year played in the Houston deal, but they're all different. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, if I were the teams, I'd request one additional shot to get in there on Thursday, but they're not going to let them. They won't let them do it. They're only allowed in for 1 hour. The routine of it, though, and we'll say this, the routine of it Oh, North Carolina's experience. They've been to a Final Four. Yeah, but the routine of it's the same. You go to the first round, and you have an open practice. You have a press conference. You have to go to a separate location and really get your shoot around, your practice really in. And then you play. Then you have a day off between games. They play again. So the routine is exactly the same. You just have more media there. But they get 1 hour out on the court. Crowd's going to be larger. Then they get, I don't know what they get. I think each team gets 30 minutes. And the first 10 are with the student athletes and the final 20 are with the coach. That part's no different than what they've been doing each of the last two weekends. So that part's no different at all. And the new voice of the Las Vegas Raiders, the suit.
Congrats, Kevin.
Unfortunately, the opening game had to be replaced because kickoff was at 1 o'clock and he was on a roll at the tables and just couldn't. Kept screaming out, this is for Suit Light's tuition. Daddy needs tuition money. Let her roll. He was replaced by the chief.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.